The City of Light is poised to illuminate the world stage once again as it hosts the highly anticipated Paris 2024 Paralympic Games. Commencing on Wednesday with a spectacular and thought-provoking opening ceremony, this extraordinary event promises to be a celebration of human diversity, showcasing the indomitable spirit and awe-inspiring abilities of para-athletes from across the globe. On Wednesday, August 28, the Paris 2024 Paralympic Games will kick off in grand style with a highly anticipated opening ceremony. Much like the Olympic Games a month earlier, the inaugural show will be held in the heart of the capital, on the majestic Place de la Concorde and the famous Champs-Élysées Avenue. Directed by Thomas Jolly, artistic director of the Games, and choreographed by the renowned Swedish choreographer Alexander Ekman, this three-hour spectacle promises to be both grandiose and meaningful. Titled Paradox, it aims to question our relationship with disability and promote inclusion, while offering unique artistic performances that highlight all bodies. Our theme was to ask the question of harmony: are we truly in harmony, particularly on the issue of disability, notes Thomas Jolly. Known for his impressive scenography, Alexander Ekman hopes to educate, make people reflect, and help them see things from a new perspective through this show, which features 150 dancers, including about 20 with disabilities. In front of 30,000 spectators seated in the stands at Place de la Concorde, and 15,000 others gathered in a free zone at the bottom of the Champs-Élysées, 4,400 Paralympic athletes from 168 delegations will parade before the show begins. The French delegation of 240 para-athletes will be led by Nantinen Keita and Alexis Henquinquant, the two flag-bearers for the tricolors. On a central stage surrounding the obelisk, never-before-seen performances will follow one another, promises Thomas Jolly, with a musical score by Victor Lemaine, who also composed the anthem for the Olympic Games. As for the costumes, French stylist Louis-Gabriel Nucci promises inclusive and sensual creations, blending feathers, gold, embroidery, and a reinterpretation of the blue-white-red colors. As with the Olympics, the Paralympic cauldron will be lit and will ascend into the Parisian sky before landing at the Stade de France, where the closing ceremony will be held on September 8. This other highlight will take the form of a large electro concert with 24 artists and DJs, including Jean-Michel Jarre, Cassius, and Kavinsky. Organizers and artists emphasize the importance of anchoring these Paralympic Games at the heart of the city. Putting Paralympic athletes at the center of the city is already a first political marker in the sense that the city is not sufficiently adapted for all people with disabilities, says Thomas Jolly. He also calls for moving away from the heroic clichés regarding people with disabilities. This commitment to inclusion and accessibility is reflected concretely throughout the ceremony, with sign language, French and English subtitles, and live audio descriptions planned for the audience and athletes. The site is also accessible to all types of disabilities, with specific seating arrangements provided. In terms of security, about 15,000 law enforcement personnel will be deployed, with internal security perimeters and anti-terrorism measures set up around Place de la Concorde and the Tuileries Garden. After what promises to be a memorable ceremony, the competitions will begin. Over 12 days, the best Paralympic athletes will compete in 22 sports, aiming not only to excel, but also to inspire and change perceptions of disability. Beyond the achievements, the most beautiful victory will be that of inclusion. With AFP.